You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles the Jeff Hamilton Trio and their new CD, Red Sparkle, and Oleg Frisch for his CD, Bring Me Sunshine. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're kicking things off with the Jeff Hamilton Trio and their brand new release, Red Sparkle. Rockwired had a chance to speak with drummer percussionist Jeff Hamilton regarding his work with the trio and their new recording, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD Red Sparkle, here is the Jeff Hamilton Trio with the Snooky Young classic, Ain't That a Peach?
Thank you.
That was the Jeff Hamilton Trio with Ain't That a Peach off of their new CD, Red Sparkle. Visit Jeff Hamilton at his official website, www.hamiltonjazz.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeff Hamilton regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Red, is the new CD is fantastic, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
Well, I'm pleased with the CD. It's, you know, each recording documents where you are as a group, and this trio has been together for 10 years, and we just keep growing as one. And a lot of times, playing on the bandstand or recording, we're hitting the spot that the other person was going to before that person will hit it. Sometimes it's just instinctive and thinking as one. So we're all very pleased with the outcome of this. I actually did more composing and arranging on this one than I have the last few CDs, because Tamir Hendelman and Christoph Ludi are so good at arranging that they wanted to do a lot of it, and I said, sure, take the ball. So I had a little more input on this one.
And have there been any reactions to it so far that have surprised you or didn't expect?
I think the big surprise is the reaction to the tune by Stephen Bishop, On and On, which course hit the pop charts, and we're not known for doing pop tunes, but it's always been a beautiful tune to me, and I heard it on a Kenny Rankin record in the mid-70s, and I thought it was a beautiful tune, and I thought, gee, you know what, I think we can put our own stamp on this and see what happens with it. And the first time we played it, people were almost gasping, you know, when we played it, so I guess the reaction to that is a big surprise for me.
Talk about the other members of the trio and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that's made this thing work for 10 years.
Well, I think selection process is a big part of that, and I don't want to take all the credit for that, but I have learned from being on many bands that I don't want to be on bands where people aren't speaking. You know, there have been situations where you hit the bandstand and you're able to make music, but you get off the bandstand and you don't talk until the next night. So I, you know, that's when you're together on the road with people, you got to get along with them, on and off the bandstand. So I made sure in selecting both of these gentlemen that was going to be the case. Secondly, I think that we've all listened to the same recordings, have been influenced by the same folks, and are always turning each other on to new music and continuing to learn and grow together. So I think there's a compatible thread that runs through the whole trio in most everything we do, listening, playing, where the beat lies, and interest in material, I guess thirdly, I'd have to say, you know, Tamir Hendelman is a composition major from Eastman and loves arranging as well, and Christoph has a master's of music from USC, so it's, you know, they bring that expertise to my 2 years in Indiana, and then I dropped out, you know, so I think my experience of getting my bachelor's with Woody Herman and my master's with Ray Brown maybe it brings a little bit to that package.
I see. And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that start?
Well, there were a few big band records in the house growing up, and my mother was also a church organist, so she practiced a lot at home and also was a piano teacher, so I heard a lot of music, and my two older sisters and I would gather around the small Hammond organ in the living room and sing popular tunes with Mom, because once a month there would be a book coming with popular tunes with the sacred music, so we'd all gather around and sing Elmer's Tune and Satin Doll without knowing that it was going to be my jazz beginnings, So I think that's one of the reasons that I got into music right away. We were always singing together, and there was always music on. And I think the big bands were the introduction into jazz for me. I loved that beat, and I, without knowing it, was Papa Joe Jones on the Basie band. That's what got me before any of the pop or the rock music of my generation affected me.
I see. And when did the actual drum playing start? Was that through rock or some other genre, or was it always...
No, I was always a jazz drummer or a big band. I never delved into any other genre. And the reason, I think, was because of those big band records at home. So the drumming started later than I wanted it to. I had to start piano at 5, and as the old joke goes, I quit at 5:30. I wanted... I wanted to play drums immediately, and my folks made me wait until I was 8, really, to start, to make sure I was serious about it. And when I started at 8 and got with a private teacher, it was home free from then on. And he was a big Buddy Rich and Louis Belson and Gene Krupa a fan, and so I learned more about the drumming through those gentlemen from my teacher.
Visit Jeff Hamilton at his official website, www.hamiltonjazz.com. From their CD Red Sparkle, here is the Jeff Hamilton Trio once again with the Stephen Bishop classic, On and On. Thank you. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry. Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema, located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the Jeff Hamilton Trio and their new release, Red Sparkle. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeff Hamilton regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
I see. And explain, if it can be explained, the creative process for you. I mean, you mentioned that you do a lot more arranging in this album than you have before. How do you go about it?
I'm not one of those people that it comes easily, before. I can't sit down and compose a whole album in a week. Whenever it hits me, it could be 3 o'clock in the morning, and I have to get up and jot something down and wake up the next morning and hope that I didn't write My Funny Valentine all over again. it's one of those things where you hear something in your head, something has inspired it, and who knows what that is. In one particular case, the creative process was inspired by the passing of Eugene Snooky Young, the lead trumpet player in our Clayton Hamilton Orchestra for 25 years. And that was on my mind, and I kept thinking all that I learned from him, and those things I kept singing those ideas, and they started to form themselves in the form of the composition, and I wrote that 2 nights before the actual record date.
I see. And with some of the songs that aren't, you know, composed by you or the band, how did you go about selecting them?
We have strong points in our trio, and I learned from Ray Brown that you play to the strong points of everyone in your group to make the group sound better, while still challenging them on things that we all need to work on, but play to the strengths of your group. And so in doing that, I asked the other two members what kind of things they want to play. We need a bass feature at a medium tempo with brushes. You know, can you come up with something? We need an up-tempo with trading eights with the drums, or we need a piano solo for two choruses at up-tempo, and then we come in. So all those things kind of form the decision of what the material is to play. And we all have favorite material to do. One on the record is a composition of Ray Brown's, but since I played with him for 18 years, that's a little-known composition, and I love the tune, and Christoph and I talked about it, and so I said, whatever you want to do with this, I'd just like to do this tune. And so, being the bassist, he turned it into somewhat of a bass feature with the bow. So that's how all those things kind of come about.
And from the album, what songs resonate for you the most and why?
I've been asked this a couple of times, and when I start to answer it, I go, well, no, because that one, no, this one, because it has this, and I honestly have to say that because they're varied so much, and yet they're still in the genre of what we do in a trio setting, they do cover all of our strong points. So I like Bahia because of the Brazilian influence. And I love Brazilian drumming, and I've been to Brazil, and I have many Brazilian drummers who are friends, and I've learned from them. I love the pop tune On and On because it's been with me since 1975. I love In an Elling Tone that Christoph Ludi composed because it has an Ellington tip of the hat to it, and the drumming of the Duke Ellington band that I get to play. And so, I mean, they're all pretty equal. I think the title track resonates and became the title track because of the color of my first drum set, the Red Sparkle drum set, and that I would just sit on the floor and stare at that drum set as a kid and imagine what could happen with it, and it was sort of magical for me. And then every moment that was a joyous moment playing music became a Red Sparkle moment because I'd go back to that day sitting in the room watching, just looking at the drums. So it was all the joyous times were then known as Red Sparkle moments.
What's next for you or the trio musically?
I'd like to document where we are in about another year and a half, and come let this live its life and play the music that we still love on this CD. And when you tire of that, you look at what's next. I don't have anything certain in mind. I learned after I reached my goals, I set out and actually made goals to play with Oscar Peterson, Ray Brown, Woody Herman, and Count Basie Orchestra. And when I reached all those goals, I thought, now what? And I really, really thought long and hard, and I wanted to play with Duke Ellington, but he passed away when I was 20, so I didn't get to play with him. So my goal is to play great music with people that I love to play the music with, and that's really what I'm looking forward to next. And this trio hopefully can make its 11th or 12th year, and we'll do another CD of what our growth period is from now to then.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this CD?
I would like people to say, I just heard quality music from three musicians who love what they do and mean everything that they play.
Visit Jeff Hamilton at his official website, www.hamiltonjazz.com. Here is the Jeff Hamilton Trio with the title track of their latest release, Red Sparkle. To download this segment of Jazz and Blue, simply scroll to the bottom of the page and click where it says Download Part 1. Hey, don't go anywhere. Jazzed in Blue will be right back after these brief messages with music and an exclusive interview with Oleg Frisch. So, stay right where you are. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles Russian television personality Oleg Frisch and the Patrick Williams Big Band. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, it really is out there with our guest, Oleg Frisch, a popular Russian television personality who's come to the States and has released his CD, Bring Me Sunshine, along with the Patrick Williams Big Band. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Oleg regarding the new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From his CD, Bring Me Sunshine, here is Oleg Frisch with the Patrick Williams Big Band with Goody Goody.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody goody, so you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And he broke it in little pieces, and now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody goody, and you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to ya. Goody goody for him, goody goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal you. You met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody goody, so you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And he broke it in little pieces, and now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing them blues all night. Goody goody goody, and you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to ya. Goody goody for him, goody goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal you. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal you.
From the CD Bring Me Sunshine, that was Oleg Frisch with the Patrick Williams Big Band with Goody Goody. Visit Oleg at his official website, www.olegfrisch.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Oleg regarding this ambitious release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Bring Me Sunshine is almost about to get unleashed on the American public, and now that all the work is behind you in making it, how do you feel about the end result?
First of all, I'm never satisfied in what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of interesting things. And I know that if I'm interested in this or that activity, people must be also interested, because people feel that you do something with love and passion. I love the band. I love how my voice was recorded, but not how I sing. And I'm to myself critical. And of course, I love the songs. And the first principle, the first idea was to record those, the Great American Songbook pieces, which were not very often re-covered. Because every time when you pick up this or that CD, you listen to the same tunes like Summertime, My Funny Valentine, Fly Me to the Moon, or the Sinatra stuff. And there are a lot of hundreds, many hundreds, or maybe a couple thousands of songs which were not covered after they were originally recorded. And that's why we chose these songs.
And how had you heard about these songs? Like you say, you know, they're not well known in the American songbook. I mean, were they songs you knew back in Russia? Or I mean, talk about the research in getting some of these songs together.
I am a human jukebox. You know what? I grew up in the former Soviet Union during the so-called radio days. And till now, I love radio more than TV, although I am on TV for 20 years in the U.S. As you know, I am a well-known Russian TV and radio personality. I am a TV host, and I am the first and the only who brought the American performers onto the Russian multi-million Russian market. And I've listened to the radio, and the Soviet radio didn't play American music too much. I remember Louis Armstrong. I remember Benny Goodman. Of course, I remember Barbara Streisand because she was a movie star at the same time. And I remember Ella Fitzgerald. And the very first song I've ever heard in my life in English was The Shadow of Your Smile. It was the very first song I've ever heard, and I fell in love with this wonderful melody, wonderful lyrics. And guess who sang it? You will never guess whose record was on the Russian or the Soviet radio. You will never guess.
Oh, good. Oh, goodness. You're making me guess now.
Okay, let me tell you. Brenda Lee.
Oh, okay.
She was well known as a country star in the U.S.
Right.
She was well known as a short, small, with a strong voice, standards and rock and roll singer all over the world. And she probably one of the Soviet record companies illegally released her CD, and there were four songs: "Taste of Honey," "Hello, Dolly," "More." More than the greatest love the world has known, and The Shadow of Your Smile. That was my the very first American record I've ever bought and listened to.
I see. And describe working with the Patrick Williams Big Band. What was that like, having this, you know, orchestra behind you? And
it was a miracle. You know, it was a real American miracle, because within the last 10 years, I've been producing and hosting TV and radio programs featuring American singers. And I'm so proud, I'm so glad that, first of all, we are friends with the most of these people. We call each other, like Keely Smith, like Andy Williams, like Buddy Greco, and Bobby Rydell, and, you know, Connie Francis. And Andy Williams, when we were in Branson filming him, there was an episode. He forgot one of his songs. He was going to tell me the story about one song written by Neil Sedaka, which he recorded years ago. And I said, Mr. Williams, it was like The Hungry Years. He told me, oh, like, how do you know? Do you know the tune? I said, yes, na-na-na-na-na. Oh, you have a nice voice. You must do a recording. I said, listen, who am I? I'm nobody. You are Andy Williams. And he said, listen, there should be a start. There should be a start of something big and great. And I started to pick up songs, to work on the repertoire. All songs must have been positive, optimistic, and very jolly to keep up the listener's spirits. And I sent my demo to a couple of companies, like Concord Records, Columbia Records, and Capitol Records. And the Patrick Williams' daughter, Greer, she called me, and she said that, you know, someone gave us your demo, and we're ready to work with you. said, excuse me, whose daughter are you? Patrick Williams. You know, for me, Patrick Williams, he's one of the greatest musicians in the world. He's the Oscar winner. He's the Grammy winner, award winner. And he's the one who worked with Sinatra, with Barry Manilow, with Barbara Streisand, of course, with Natalie Cole. And he agreed to work with me. And it was like a miracle. And we did it. We made this record and we released it.
I was reading somewhere that, you know, 30 years ago you were a singing psychic.
Yeah, there was a show. That's why I learned many songs in different languages. I had a psychic show, but it was not a regular psychic show when people guessed somebody's thoughts and they did this healing sessions. Oh, you have a headache. 1, 2, 3. No, you have. Doesn't have any ache. You are all right. You don't have to call to any doctors. No. It was a entertainment show. People were given catalogs, and they thought about this or that song in 26 languages, and I guessed which songs they thought about, and I sang the tunes with the musicians, and there were songs in Russian, of course in English, in Japanese, in Polish, in Spanish, in Italian. And since that, I'm like a walking encyclopedia, as Andy Williams called me. Oleg, you are a walking encyclopedia. But I love it. Brian, I love this.
Visit Oleg at his official website, www.olegfrisch.com. Here is Oleg Frisch and the Patrick Williams Big Band with Bring Me Sunshine.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. All the joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your eyes. Bring me rainbows from the skies. Life's too short to be spent having anything but fun. We can be so content. Together, little rainbows make me happy all day long. And I'll keep on singing my happy song. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your eyes. Bring me rainbows from the skies. Life's too short to be spent having anything but fun. We can be so content if we gather little rainbows. Make me happy all day long. I'll keep on singing, I'll keep on singing my happy song. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Thank you.
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Russian television personality Oleg Frisch, who has just released his latest CD with a little help from the Patrick Williams Big Band entitled Bring Me Sunshine. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Oleg regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Me being a child who grew up in the latter half of the Cold War, you know, all I know about Russia is what, you know, people didn't, all I know about Russia is what people told me. And to talk about getting a career going in television over there, how did that happen? How did that start?
When I graduated from the university, I began to write articles or critical just articles, interviews with the Russian Soviet celebrities into the Russian press, like some special press about Russian the Russian show business. And simultaneously, I was invited to the Russian television to write some scripts for the entertainment programs. And it happened that I hosted one of those programs. It was in 1985 or 1986, and half of the decade, like 5 years, I was hosting programs also along with the touring with my psychic show. When I came to New York, I actually didn't emigrate. I came because they gave me the H-1B visa, the working visa. I started to do my musical programs, but one day I realized that I do live in the wonderful country with a wonderful musical culture. And it's very sad that the most of the Russian-speaking people, of the Russian emigres, they do not know American music. Well, I can bet that not so many Russians know who Edie Gourmet is, who Steve Lawrence is, who Al Martino is, who Buddy Greco is. Because what we remember Frank Sinatra, of course. We remember Tony Bennett, of course. We remember a new Benny Goodman, Ella Fitzgerald, and that's it. But American music, hundreds of unique names, unique voices. What could be better? Vicky Carr or Keely Smith or, I don't know, just Andy Williams. They're amazing. They're real great people, the great singers. And I started to bring these people onto the Russian market. And it became a hit. This program became a hit. And I started to sing in concerts, appear just in front of the Russian audience. And sometimes we sang together with Gloria Gaynor a couple of shows we did together in Atlantic City. And then I just made this release.
You, like me, have interviewed, you know, hundreds of people / celebrities. Who was probably one of the most memorable for you?
You know, I love stories. I love a real, not fake, I love a real life story. Probably Connie Francis. She had a very, first of all, I was in her house a couple of times in Florida. And, you know, I don't know even how to express it in English, but when she was telling about how she was raped and this terrible story of her life, she was a superstar. It was in the 70s and the 60s, and the Afro-American guy, he just raped her. You know, it was. I was shocked. I was really shocked. I didn't know even what to say, because she was, for me, Connie Francis. She was and she is a true legend. I knew her from the Soviet Union. And probably this was one of the most memorable interviews and programs. And of course, those people who are well-known to everybody, like Brenda Lee, like Bobby Rydell, my favorite, Keely Smith, and I love Nancy Wilson. I love these people. And you know what, Brian? I especially love composers, because there is a very unfair thing. People know the song, but they never know the name of those people who created the song. And I bring this knowledge to the people. Jerry Herrmann, Marvin Hamlisch, John Kander, all these people were on my shows, and I love them. They're all true. They're all real, they're all real people. Johnny Mandel, real people, and the greatest people, you know, that all the world knows their music.
And from this CD, what songs off of it resonate for you the most, and why?
I love all of them. The only song which is actually out of the genre is maybe the last one, what is it, like a small parody on Boogie Woogie's Sea Cruise. But I love the song when Frankie Ford did it. And I love Goody Goody. I love the way to spend an evening. You know what? I always loved jazz singers with a smoky voice, like June Christie or Chris Connor. And I've heard this song, A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening, in the Chris Connors interpretation. And I loved it. It's so swinging. It's so, you know, rhythmical. I love it. And, of course, some other songs, Bring Me Sunshine. It's a great song. So it may seem primitive. It may seem very, like, song for kids. But it's a real song about real feelings. That's what we miss. We miss smiles nowadays. We miss good attitude to each other. We miss sunny, just side of the street. And that's what the song about love, about passion, about life.
And what would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this CD?
I'd love them to begin to fall in love with the Great American Songbook. I love people who really love this music. First of all, I am a digger. I am an educator. I love to bring knowledge. Understand that I am probably, I can't call myself a singer. I am not like Frank Sinatra. I am not Tony Bennett. I am not Andy Williams. But the concert I created, it's a very unique and a very original thing. First of all, I have a lot of interaction with the audience. People call, give me the names of the old singers, and I immediately start singing songs from their repertoire. Say, people say, Johnny James. Do you know many people who remember Johnny James? And I immediately start singing, Why Don't You Believe Me, It's You I Adore, or Patti Page, or some other, or Johnny Summers. And, you know, in this interaction, there's like, it's like a jazzy cabaret show. And my goal is to make people love melody, love what we miss right now, melody.
With this CD behind you, are there any plans to get back into the studio again?
I'm working on the Russian project right now, and this is really a unique project because it's the first time when in the history of the Soviet pop music, 15 beautiful Soviet pieces, song pieces, were arranged and played by the real American big band in New York, the David Berger Big Band. And the next project will be like a follow-up American CD, but I won't do it with a big band this time. Probably will do it with Patrick Williams, but there will be 7-piece band or 9-piece band, and there will be pieces of the Great American Songbook, but in different languages. I want to bring this multilingual culture, musical culture, onto my CD. There will be song in Hebrew, in Spanish, in Italian, of course, and in English, and a couple of even in Japanese, even in French, because there are a lot of French tunes which are sang in English, like "I Wish You Love." This is original French song. I wish you bluebirds in the spring, and we will do, well, I did it in this release, but we will take a couple of other songs in French, which are popular in English, but not my way.
Visit Oleg at his official website, www.olegfrisch.com. From the CD Bring Me Sunshine, here is Oleg Frisch and the Patrick Williams Big Band once more with I've Heard That Song Before.
It seems to me I've heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream, a dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore's a memory. Please have them play it again, and I'll remember just when I heard that lovely song before.
That's going to do it for this edition of Jazzed in Blue. A special thanks goes out to Jeff Hamilton and to Oleg Frisch for their time and their music, and to John Mushin and Anne Brathwaite of Brathwaite and Katz Communications, and to Elise Kingsley of Muse Media. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.